Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. I wish to express comments on this agenda item in general. At the outset, please allow me to again congratulate you for your able stewardship of our meeting, which has been very interactive and constructive so far. The Philippines likewise appreciates the working papers that have been submitted under this agenda item, and also the technical presentations that have been submitted or that have been delivered by our guests today. Our experts at Capitol will consider these papers and presentations with the thoroughness that they deserve. Recent rapid scientific and technological advances constitute both challenges to be addressed and opportunities to be taken advantage of. The Philippines agrees with those that have stressed yesterday the importance of striking the proper balance between risk mitigation and enhancing capacities for peaceful uses of life science technology. Our attempt to strike such a balance is reflected in our CBRN National Action Plan that contains objectives that are specific to biorisk assessment and management. It is very clear to us that the specific actions required to carry out these objectives require approaches that are agile enough to keep pace with the rapid technological advances and to provide the balance between mitigating risk and maximizing benefits. Equally important, Mr. Chair, is agility in the context of responding to different situational milieus, including public health emergencies. In our case, for example, the state-run University of the Philippines Institutional Biosafety and Biosecurity Committee, or IBBC, had to review several protocols to ensure strict and continued adherence to biosecurity and biosafety, even in the context of new exigencies related to the pandemic context. In undertaking the said reviews, our relevant biorisk officers paid particular attention to dual-use research of concern. The University of the Philippines has also been conducting workshops for other academic institutions on dual-use research of concern. We note with interest the presentation yesterday by Belgium on behalf of 10 countries. We see the value of institutional and industry standards that are internationally accepted, verifiable, and certifiable in terms of enhancing national policies and regulatory frameworks on biosafety and biosecurity. In our national experience, government and industry interface is already robust, as demonstrated by our network of biosafety committees. The Philippines has a National Committee on Biosafety that oversees compliance with the Philippine Biosafety Guidelines and other policies in all institutions across the country, whether public or private. In addition to this National Committee, all institutions in the Philippines are required to establish an Institutional Biosafety Committee to facilitate organizational awareness on biosafety and ensure relevant compliance. The Philippines also benefits from regional and international coordination and cooperation on biological risk assessment and management. We believe it is particularly important to link national CBRN focal points. With support from the European Union, for example, the Philippines hosts the CBRN Center of Excellence for Southeast Asia, which is related to seven other CBRN regional centers of excellence around the world and works to facilitate regional cooperation to enhance CBRN policies and capabilities. The Center of Excellence helps enhance national and regional mitigation and preparedness against risk related to CBRN material and agents through a comprehensive approach, including inter alia, possible guidelines, procedures, and standardization on biosafety and biosecurity. Our experts are also working to increase awareness among STEM programs and STEM program research advisors on dual-use nature of the experiments that their students are proposing. In this context, the CBRN Center of Excellence has also been a useful platform for Philippine participation in Project 18, International Network of Universities and Institutes for Raising Awareness on Dual-Use Concerns in Biotechnology. Based on our experience, biorisk assessment and management should not be limited to a life scientist or biologist. Such assessment and management also require a multidisciplinary approach. Under Project 46 of the CBRN Center of Excellence, for example, the Philippines benefited from a regional project on the broad introduction to design and construction of biosafety laboratories, especially in low resource settings. This project included participants from other countries in the region, and it also included other biorisk experts, such as engineers and architects. I'm also informed that when the pandemic broke out, our experts that we sent to these trainings, particularly architects and engineers, also worked behind the scenes on a voluntary basis to ensure safer laboratories and quarantine facilities in the Philippines. In closing, I also wish to highlight the importance of biosafety and biosecurity education and awareness raising, and emphasize that an inclusive multi-stakeholder approach is necessary to maintain the convention's overall relevance and effectiveness. I thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Philippe.